get you. Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate in the gallery please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Mother Teresa wrote, "I have found the paradox that if I love until it hurts, then there is no hurt, but only more love." Loving Lord, as we finish our work this day, let us be mindful that what you truly require of us is that we have a mindset of being loving towards others, and particularly to those you have given us to love. Make us mindful of our driving and consider as those who share the road. And bring us safely home and abide with each of us this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Smith, Dodd, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stoker, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Center from the 7th. Center from the 7th here. Center from the 4th. Center from the 4th. Here. Center from the 11th. Center from the 11th. Center from the 2nd. Can we get the center from Lawrence? Right here. Center from Johnson. Center from Johnson here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 28th day, Wednesday, February 25th, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following
Senator
prayer.
Senator St. Francis.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same being approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from St. Francis. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Can I make a brief announcement? I ask unanimous consent for that.
Seeing no objection, Senator proceed.
As you know, this is the last day to turn in bills. We're going to turn them in now in proper order, and then right before we leave, we'll have another opportunity. So if you're in your office and you're hearing this and you're panicking, just ease up. We'll have another opportunity right before we leave. The other thing is you need to know is that 2 weeks from today for the chairman, 2 weeks from today, all consent bills need to be done. So we have to hear them and have them out here and voted on if you're going to have them on the calendar. Also today, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV is here, so, and has been given permission to video in the chamber.
Introduction of guests.
We've got
Senate will stand at ease.
Committee that can't tell time.
Senate will come to order. Introduction of guests.
Okay, I want you to...
Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances.
Larry, I want you to look at Senator Rusbaum.
Resolutions.
You just put it in there.
Senator from Webster, you have a resolution? Nope. Concurrent resolutions. Senator of the 15th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send the resolution forward. Senator, you care to explain your resolution?
I would, Mr. President. Thank you. This resolution urges by this General Assembly for county assessors to take into account the decline in property values that we've seen this last year. Of course, in years past, when our assessed values have gone up on our homes and our property, that was a good thing. And we would expect fairness and accountability this go around when we all know that our homes aren't worth what they were a year ago or 2 years ago.
Senator, the resolution will be printed in the journal. Any other concurrent resolutions? Introduction of bills. Senator from Webster, send the bill forward.
You work.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 526, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to diseased animals.
Senator, you care to explain your bill?
Self-explanatory.
Senator from Jasper.
President, I have two bills.
Send the bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill when you receive it.
Senate Bill 527, introduced by Senators Nodler and Bray, an act relating to the receipt, deposit, and allocation of federal highway funds.
Senator?
Mr. President, this is a minor change in the way we receive our federal highway funds.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 528, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act relating to economic development incentives for alternative energy vehicle components.
President, this is a placeholder for a potential economic development project that may involve as many as 2,000 additional jobs for the state of Missouri. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send the bills forward.
I waive explanation, Mr. President.
Secretary, please read the first bill when you receive it.
Senate Bill 529, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to substance abuse during pregnancy.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 530, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to child abuse investigation.
Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 531, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to dental advertising.
Senator for the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 532, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to electronic voting machines.
Secretary,
it is,
Senator.
It is self-explanatory. Thank you.
Very good. Senator from the second.
President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 533, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to exposure to depleted uranium by members of the military.
Senator from the second. Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 534, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to testing for psychotropic substances in suicide cases.
Senator from the second. Senator from St. Francis, for purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I just wanted to make an announcement that Derek Stokin from Columbia College has given permission to take pictures from the state.
Senator from the 14th.
Yeah.
Send your bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 535, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to breaching airport security.
It's necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 536, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to foster care and adoption promotion.
Senator?
No explanation. Thank you.
Senator from the 7th, for purpose of seeking recognition.
Thank you so much for recognizing me, Mr. President. I have two bills. I have explanation on one of them.
Send the bills forward.
Senate Bill 537, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to open enrollment.
Senator from the 7th, please read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 18, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the assessment of real property.
Mr. President, I do have an explanation on that. I predict that this will become the most popular bill in the entire legislature because it empowers homeowners with regard to their property assessments and freezes them at the purchase price of the home or the assessment when it takes effect. So I'm looking forward to what happens to this bill, and I'm sure homeowners around the state of Missouri are. Thank you.
Senator from Green, what purpose do you seek recognition?
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill 538, introduced by Senator Champion, an act relating to nursing homes.
Senator?
This is a placeholder for a new and improved version, which will come later.
Very good. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got two bills. Before I get to that, I would seek unanimous consent for introduction of the guest.
Seeing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today here on my right, on your left, is Dr. John Ziegiel. He is the doctor of the day. He is an ER doctor who provides services to many rural hospitals in the state of Missouri. And we actually have a real doctor, an ER doctor. I don't want to say real doctor, but as opposed to an ophthalmologist or a dermatologist, we've got an ER doctor here today should we have an actual emergency today in the Capitol. And I would ask that the Senate make him feel welcome.
I hope we do not need his services. We welcome the guest of the Senator from Boone, and we're happy to have you here as our doctor for the day.
Now, Mr. President, I got two bills.
Send your bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 539, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to environmental protection.
Mr. President, this is a bill that will basically provide those legal requirements necessary to the Department of Natural Resources to possibly deal with some of the federal stimulus money in the energy and infrastructure area for water.
Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 540, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
President, this is a bill that will allow the Department of Mental Health to transfer the Mid-Mo Mental Health Facility to the University of Missouri.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your bills forward.
Thank you, and no explanation is necessary.
Secretary, please read the first bill when you receive it.
Senate Bill Senate Bill 541, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to residential mortgage loans.
Senator? Oh, that's right. Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 542, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the state treasurer.
And please read the last.
Senate Bill 543, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to a tax credit for homes built under green build standards.
Senator from the 15th.
President, I have six bills in my legislative package.
Please send your legislative package forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 544, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to public safety officers soliciting charitable contributions.
Explanation necessary.
Please read the next.
Senate Bill 545, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to electrical corporations that operate on the not-for-profit cooperative business plan.
Senator? Senator? Okay. Please read the next.
Senate Bill 546, introduced by Senator Schmidt et al., an act relating to the Ticket to Work Health Assurance Program.
Senator from the 15th.
Explanatory.
Please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 547, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to health insurance.
Senator, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 548, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to health record banks.
Senator?
Mr. President, this bill would allow Missouri to build an infrastructure for electronic medical records for better outcomes for patients, and is really part of 21st century health care reform.
Secretary, please read the final bill.
Senate Bill 549, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to MoHealthNet data transparency.
Mr. President, this reforms our Medicaid system so that there is more transparency, and it is easier for us to weed out waste, fraud, and abuse. 21st century health care reform.
Senator from Cape.
Mr. President, I have a plethora of legislation.
Please send the bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 550, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to state retirement systems.
I don't think that's a part.
Thank you, Mr. President. In light of the losses that we have seen, not only within our public retirement systems, but all across the board, this would encourage as a fiduciary responsibility that all retirement funds institute a monitoring service whereby we could track losses and then be in a position to recover those losses that were incurred through fraud. As many people will know, the Missouri retirement system lost $3.5 million in the Madoff scandal. This would just enable us to track that information and then see if we wanted to participate in a recovery program via a lawsuit to recover those losses.
Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 551, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to drug offenses.
Senator from Cape?
No explanation.
Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 552, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the MoHealthNet Division's authority to collect from third-party payers and workers' compensation beneficiaries.
Senator from Cape?
Thank you, Mr. President. This legislation allows Missouri Health Net to get a lien from private workers' compensation companies. What often happens in a workers' compensation action is health care is provided by Missouri Health Net. Then we later find out that workers' compensation covers that health care cost. This would enable MoHealth Net to have a lien against that workers' compensation company to be reimbursed from the health care that it expended. Thank you, Mr. President.
Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 553, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the reorganization of the state health care system.
Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the discussion that the Senator from Buchanan and the Senator from St. Louis County had on universal health care, this is legislation that I've called ICARE Missouri. This would encourage the state to consolidate all of the health care plans that are out there in the state of Missouri into Missouri Consolidated so that we can get those efficiencies. Mr. President, this is not unique legislation. Senator Matheson introduced this years ago, and I'm just trying to pick off where he left off.
Secretary, please read the final bill.
Senate Bill 554, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to assistant adjutants general.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would enable the Missouri National Guard under federal guidelines to draw down federal dollars that would allow us to have assistant tags, assistant adjutant generals within the Missouri National Guard. It would be 100% federally funded. There's no state dollars attached to it. Missouri is a growing guard and is being utilized in the engineering field as well as our Air Guard in the St. Joe area. We have grown to such a level that the federal government now deems us big enough to be able to have an additional assistant tag, and this would just put in statute the authorization that we would allow the federal drawdown of that resource.
Senator from Nottoway.
Mr. President, I have one bill.
Please send your bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill when you receive it.
Senate Bill 555, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to exchange access rates.
Thank you, Senator from Nottoway. Last year during the telecommunications debate, this issue came up. However, they were unable to find common ground. We gave them the last year to work it out. They have unfortunately still been unsuccessful in finding common ground, and so I am trying to help facilitate this process along and drag our telecommunications carriers into the 21st century. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have three bills.
Send your bill forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 556, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to major water users.
This piece of legislation, Mr. President, will assure that the landowners' water rights underneath their land will be protected.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 557, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to county officers.
Senator?
This makes certain that a county officer who's elected, should the county reduce in its classification, would continue to make the same amount of salary that they had.
Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 558, introduced by Senator Mayer et al., an act relating to the Missouri Promise Program.
Senator?
Mr. President, this is a bill that the governor wanted filed and is pushing to expand the A-plus program so that all high school students would have the opportunity to participate in the A-plus program for their first 2 years.
Senator from Boone, for purpose to seek recognition.
I have one more bill, Mr. President.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 559, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to emergency administrative rules.
Senator?
Mr. President, it's become apparent to me that in dealing with federal stimulus money, we're probably going to have to make some changes to our emergency rulemaking ability, and this bill will give JCAR the ability to look at those changes necessary to make sure that we don't get caught in a bind where we can't enact rules fast enough to deal with those changes. Thank you.
Senator from Saline, for purpose to seek recognition.
Ask unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objections, Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, on my right and your left, I have Matthew Thompson. He is job shadowing today. He's from New Franklin and goes to Boonville High School. I'd like to body make him feel welcome.
From and Senate, please welcome the guest of the Senator from Saline to the chamber. Senator from Jasper, for purpose DC recognition.
President, I was seeking unanimous consent in the introduction of special guests.
Seeing none, Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and my left, we have some very special guests from Diamond, Missouri. We have Jim Murray and his wife, Jane. His daughter, Jody, and her husband, Paul Burns. His sister-in-law, Rita Murray, and his four grandsons, Murray, Wyatt, Jack, and Oliver Burns. Jim Murray is the undercover cyber policeman that has been responsible for the arrest of 3
sexual predators in the state of Missouri, including 18 arrests. Our conviction, 23 arrests and 18 convictions, and his four grandsons, of course, are the motivation and the other children that they represent that he seeks to protect through his work as an online undercover detective, locating and leading to the arrest and conviction of the sexual predators who threaten our state. I would ask that the members of the Senate make Mr. Murray and his family welcome to the Senate chamber.
We're honored to have your guests here today, Senator. Would the senators please welcome the guests of the Senator from Jasper. Senator from Monroe, for purpose DC recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce special guests. Mr. President, I have with me in the upper gallery.
Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly will. We have 13 eighth graders from Holy Rosary Catholic School in Monroe City, Missouri, and we have with them today Susan Winkie and Courtney Smith, and if the body would make them feel welcome in their day in the Capitol. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the guests of the Senator from Monroe please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I have 2 bills.
Send the bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 560, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to commissioners of the Administrative Hearing Commission.
Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I speak about this bill, I hope the Senator from Buchanan is listening. What this bill does is it takes out the requirement you have to be an attorney to serve on the Administrative Hearing Commission, and as a colleague of his, I would urge that he sends it to a committee where the chairman is not an attorney, so it could have the possibility of getting voted out. So,
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 561, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to license fee revenue.
Senator the 13th.
This is the bill that's been in discussion that I've been working on that puts license fee offices out to bid instead of the patronage system, which has gone on for years.
Senator from the 4th, for purpose do you seek recognition?
I have 4 bills.
Send your bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 562, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to electronic storage of support obligations.
Senator from the 4th?
No explanation needed.
Please read the second bill, Secretary.
Senate Bill 563, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to police retirement.
No explanation.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 564, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to charter schools.
Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, this bill addresses the concern a lot of people have about charter schools. A lot of people say they there's not enough accountability, and they don't have to adhere to some of the same regulations that regular public schools do. What this bill does is it puts a mechanism in place to revoke the charter of charter schools that are poorly performing. It provides a multi-year process so that after 7 years, charter schools that are performing less well than they did in their first 2 years will undergo the same potential unaccreditation process that we saw St. Louis Public Schools undergo a couple of years ago. So I hope this bill will alleviate some of the concern out there about charter schools.
Senator, you just had three bills that you sent forward. Further introduction of bills, Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Introduction of three bills, Mr. President.
Please send your bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 565, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to police retirement systems.
Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President, that just further defines a reserve officer and what benefits they may or may not be entitled to.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 566, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to a police reserve force.
Mr. President,
Senator.
Thank you. Mr. President, that also further defines what constitutes a reserve force and what the qualifications are to become one of those members.
Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 567, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the composition of police forces.
Senator?
Mr. President, this act will allow the Board of Police Commissioners to determine the number and rank of police officers necessary for the City of St. Louis.
Further introduction of bill, Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an additional bill that is hot off the presses. You can still feel it nice and warm.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 568, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to recovery and oversight of waste of public funds.
Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. This will create the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, which will provide oversight over how the stimulus money is going to be spent so that we do not have $10,000 hammers and $35,000 toilet seats in the state of Missouri. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 1st, the patient senator from the 1st, for purpose to seek recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. The good book says the last shall be first and the first shall be last. I have three bills. I correct myself, Mr. President. The good book says the second to the last shall be first and the first shall be last.
Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 569, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
President, this important piece of legislation would codify the constitutional right the people reserve for themselves that power in Article 3, Section 49 of our Constitution.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 570, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to consumer-directed personal care assistance services.
No explanation.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 571, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to prohibiting insurers from engaging in certain acts with respect to motor vehicle collision claims.
Several of the verse.
Self-explanatory.
Further introduction of bills. I have a bill. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 572, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to science and innovation reinvestment.
Further introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to introduce some guests.
Seeing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and my right, all the way up from Ellington, Missouri,
Pastor Jim and Melody Stewart from the First Baptist Church of Ellington, they're here. They were over at the house. They did their prayer breakfast this morning and wanted to have them come down to the Senate here. They were nice enough to come up. I wanted to make sure the body would make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from St. Francis please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate? Senator from St. Francis.
What I'd like to do here is I'd like to go back to order of business concurrent resolutions, and for those listening in the offices, then we're going to go to reports from standing committees shortly. So be getting here and getting ready to turn your report in. So if you would take us to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Nottoway.
I have a resolution.
Send the resolution forward. Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
I would, Mr. President. Every morning when I get up, I continue to watch the freedoms, our freedoms of this nation, be eroded by actions in Washington. One of the most fundamental responsibilities that we have, the protections that we have, is a secret ballot. We have a secret ballot for a very simple reason: to ensure that we as free individuals are not persecuted for our vote. And unfortunately, I believe we continue to hear that there is a movement underway that in some situations would no longer allow secret ballots in this nation. And I believe that to ensure the respect and the protection of the employees of this state, both from labor unions who are trying to organize and employers who would maybe retaliate, I think it is important that we continue and allow to stay in place the secret ballot. This resolution does nothing more than encourage this body. We as a body would encourage our friends in Congress to protect the secret ballots that currently are in place today. With that, Mr. President, thank you.
Senator, it shall be printed in the journal. Senator from St. Francis.
Can I inquire the Senator from Nottoway?
Senator from Nottoway, yield. He does proceed.
I understand it's very timely. I watched that program this morning, too. I wanted you to know that I appreciate that, because if it weren't for secret ballot, I'm sure there wouldn't have been enough of my colleagues that would have openly supported me. Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, could we go to the part of this reports of standing committees?
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Buchanan, do you have a report? Do you have a report? Please send it forward.
It was here somewhere. I have a report from your Gubernatorial Appointments Committee. I would ask unanimous consent for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection.
And Mr. President,
reading will be waived.
This represents the body of work of the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. These are the appointees. I think there's a copy on your desk. And if there is no objection, I would move that we approve the committee report and give our advice and consent to the list as a whole.
Hearing no objection. Hearing no objection. Your request is granted. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. I have made my motion. These are a fine list of appointees. Be happy to answer any questions about that.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Is that direct? Seeing no discussion, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Buchanan. Those are the opinion that motion shall prevail. Say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have the committee reports are adopted.
List of reports to standing committees. Senator from Cold, you have a report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on Ways and Means has been sent.
Send it forward. Read the report, please.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 174, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute Number 3, hereto attached, do pass. Respectfully, Senator Vogel, Chairman.
Thank you. Senator from Franklin, do you have a report?
Yes, Mr. President, I do. Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, Tourism, Local Government has a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, if you will read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 7, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 5, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 38, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 44, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Grietheimer, Chairman.
Senator from Green, do you have a report?
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors and Families has a report.
Thank you. Send that report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report when you get it.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 176, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 237 and 137, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Champion, Chairman.
Thank you. Senator from St. Francis, do you have a report from Judiciary?
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Send that forward, Madam Secretary, when the report arrives, if you will have it read.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which is referred Senate Bill 8, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 265, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Bartle, Chairman.
Thank you. Senator from Saline, do you have a report?
Mr. Chairman, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, if you'll read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which is referred Senate Bill 93, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, to which is referred Senate Bill 57, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Looking for the Senator from Lawrence, if the Sergeant-at-Arms and the doorman will go fetch him. Senator from the 7th, it's his bill, your bill that he needs to turn in, so. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just here, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws has a come-and-go report.
Senator, how many bills do you have there?
In that report?
Yeah.
Three?
We have rationed you to one.
I would
read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 231, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
This work, it's about quality, not quantity. Senator for the second, do you have a report?
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has a report.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 202, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Root, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
I have a committee report from the rules on the Committee on the Rules.
Send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which is referred Senate Bill 84, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, could you take us to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection on the formal calendar?
We are on the perfection calendar.
Mr. President.
Senator from Saline, Senate Bill 88.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 88 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Saline. Those are the opinion. Motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I now move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 88. Basically, what this bill does right now, if a car is on, or a vehicle is on the side of the road for 10 hours in an urban district, it's considered abandoned. In rural areas, it is considered abandoned after 48 hours. What this bill does is allow a car to be considered abandoned on rural areas in 10 hours. To give you an idea of the problems we're having, on I-70, there's been 158 in the past 4 years, 158 collisions, 5 deaths. On I-44, 156 collisions and 8 deaths. And what we're trying to do here is clear the shoulders so that when the senator from Jefferson is texting down the road, he will not run into a car in the dark. I'm not sure he's listening, but anyway. Too late, Senator. The other thing it does is allow for the Highway Patrol to tow a car that has been abandoned due to an arrest. And, well, if they are in pursuit of someone, when they arrest them, then they can tow the car immediately. It also allows them to tow a car that creates a problem. Right now, only MoDOT has the authority to tow that car, so this would give that authority to the Highway Patrol also. That basically is the bill. If there are no questions, I would renew my motion.
Senator from Saline has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 88. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Saline.
Does the senator from Saline yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
I think I'm going to try to put my drunk driving on here. I think it'll fit.
I don't know, Senator.
Can I ask you a question throughout the hearing process of this bill? Have you followed what has transpired in the city of St. Louis?
I have not.
I'm going to take a break from you and inquire the senator from the 5th.
Does the senator from the 5th yield? She does. see.
Senator, I know you're aware of what's transpired in the city of St. Louis with the towing.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm putting you on the spot here. But this bill deals with tow, and is there anything that could have prevented some of the action that took place, or basically they just violated the law and were able to do it until somebody caught them?
We're speaking of what went on inside the towing situation. As far as I can determine, Senator, it was a violation of the law that took place until somebody exposed it.
Because there was an article about some of the worst-case scenarios, and people were getting towed, and they were letting their cars, and I'm sure it's probably already in current law, but when I seen this bill dealing with towing coming up, I was just wondering if there was anything we need to look into. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Can I re-inquire the Senator from Saline?
Does the Senator from Saline yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
So basically you're allowing on some of these rural roads the cars to stay for 48 hours instead of 10 hours, or?
No. No. Right.
Mr. President, I can't hear.
It'll come to order. Senators, keep their, please keep their conversations down. Thank you.
That's probably one of the reasons I'm asking you these questions, because I couldn't hear.
Under current law, you can leave them 48 hours before they're considered abandoned. What we're doing is shortening that up to 10 hours on the rural areas so that we can get cars off the side of the road.
So you're making it quicker in the rural areas?
Yes, we're bringing the rural area up to the urban area. Now, I will tell you that there...
Now, let me ask you this question, that, and I understand you want to clearing the roads, but are we creating a windfall for towing companies?
I don't think so, Senator. We have a real problem with towing companies, and we tried starting back in October to come up with some way to get our hands around that. We've been unable to come up with a...
What I was inquiring the Senator from St. Louis, is there was a towing company in St. Louis. I don't think anyone's been charged with anything, but they are under investigation by the U.S. District Attorney. But they were hired by the city police department to do all their towing. They were towing people, taking their cars, and then impounding, and they made the debt so much from the car being impounded that sometimes the fee to get their car out was more expensive than the actual car. Then they turn around and they sell the car or give the car away, and sometimes in cases letting the chief of police's daughter use the vehicle. Now they're under investigation, and hopefully indictments and convictions come. But I'm just, that's why I went to her. Now I'm going back to you. Are we creating an opportunity with this law, with 10 hours, somebody on a country road, say I'm traveling, my car breaks down, and I'm headed, let's say, to the Lake of the Ozarks, and I'm taking the back road. I'm coming up 42. I'm not going to go worry about that car until the next day. So my car is now going to get towed.
Senator, the Senator from Monroe and I have had this discussion, and I believe that there is he didn't realize it was coming up. We both decided that this is probably going to be corrected in the House, maybe to go to 24 hours, but what we're trying
Senator,
to do...
You are standing on the Senate floor telling me we are debating a bill and we're going to let the House correct it. Senator,
what?
Tell me I did not hear that. Please.
Senator, what we want to do is establish...
Tell me I did not hear that.
Surely not.
We're trying
to give you a break.
I came from there, and let me tell you, now that I'm over here, it's chaos over there.
I understand.
Now, when I was over there, I thought it was the best thing in the world, but since I've come, it is complete chaos.
We
he was criticizing me, so I was laughing at myself. But I'm serious. Do we want to stick an amendment on right now? Because I am using a real example, and it has happened to me individually, is something happened coming down 42 heading to the Lake of the Ozarks, pulled the car way over onto the side of the road, but I didn't get back to the car until the next day, and it was longer than 10 hours.
Senator, what I really want to do is be able to describe There's about 27,000 miles in the state that carry about 20% of the traffic, and I would like to get a good definition of those roads so that where there's a shoulder and an area to get that off, but the high traffic areas, especially on the interstates, we need to get those get them clean, because we're killing people that we shouldn't be killing. And again,
I assume you're doing this because there has been a lot of reported deaths of people.
Right,
hitting parked cars because you don't see them, and knock on wood, that's never transpired to me, but I know people it has. I'm just trying to look for the realistic approach. I'm not going to delay your bill. I think I did that well with one of your bills, and I've brought compromise language to you. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you on all your legislation. Thanks. But every time you have a bill, I try to bring a realistic approach to it.
Senator, I appreciate you trying to keep me straight, and I always feel better when you're up and
question. Senator, you have to do one favor. From now on, this is, in Ireland, what they do is they call it a let go. I'll let you go. This is your let go. But the rest of our time together on the Senate floor, if you say I'm going to have it fixed in the House, I am not going to be as polite.
I will never use that phrase again, Senator.
Why? Well, I don't want you not only not to use the phrase.
I won't even.
I don't
think
want
of
you
it.
To use the action either.
I understand. I had an Irish proverb that I was going to use when you got up against me the next time, but
go ahead. Let me hear it.
Unfortunately, it's in there, and I don't remember. I don't want to read it, so I'll save it the next time. But I do want the senator from Jefferson to know that I'm trying to clear up the shoulders, so when he's texting running down the road, he won't run into these cars.
Well, in all seriousness, on that point, I told him I believe his amendment on texting would help, and I'll tell you a reason why, because just going home last week, it wasn't a fatal accident, but it was these kids riding in the car texting with their thumb, and it was the car in front of me that ran into the car in front of them, and no one was injured, but there was that kid texting. And I have a teenage kid, and I have one that drives, and I use the scenario, whenever you drive, I never want you answering the phone or talking on the phone. So the first time he drove by himself, I called him, and he answered the phone. And I says, I told you I don't want you talking on the phone. So when he's out driving at times, I will call him to test him to make sure he don't answer the phone.
You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be checking to see if it's dead.
Yeah, but I do use other people's phones when I test them on that portion.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm getting old. I got to do something. But in all seriousness, his issue with texting, I do have issue with as well, because I think it possibly could fit on here. I don't know if it would.
Senator, we're going to have an opportunity to debate that.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sure we will. The senator from Jefferson and I were talking last night, and he has assured me I will have opportunity to speak in favor of his legislation sometime this year.
And it's my job to point out the foolishness and the irresponsibility of that legislation, but I'll do that later.
All right. Well, please share with me when you have time the Irish proverb you would like to share with me.
I certainly will, Senator.
I may have already heard it, though.
I suspect.
See you. Thank you.
On Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 88, does any senator desire to be heard on the bill? Senator from Jefferson.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It is being distributed right now. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Based on the advice from the senator from Saline, brought my attention to a bill that I filed, Mr. President, dealing with text messaging and driving. This bill was... Oh, I'd like to send that forward. I would move for its adoption. The amendment that I have is in the exact section of the bill that the senator from Saline has, and this, again, deals with text messaging while driving. It's I think it's an epidemic in this country. I think the gist of this bill isn't to penalize people, it's to shine light on how dangerous this practice is. Two Fridays ago, Mr. President, I was driving to MC a trivia night, about four cars in front of me, a lady slammed the back end of a 17-year-old, pushed him into the middle lane. If it hadn't been for the wires, he would have been forced into oncoming traffic and possibly a fatal accident could have happened. As it turned out, the lady was text messaging while driving. She had two hands on her cell phone. She was steering with her knee, and she was looking down into her lap, and she hit the back of this car going 70 miles an hour. The senator from Saline seems to think that this is the same as somebody putting makeup on while they're driving or reading a book while they're driving. This, to me, is a lot more dangerous. Since we've heard the bill, every couple of days I like to put a new press release on the senator from Saline's desk to show him how dangerous this is. There was a survey done. 70% of kids 18 or 16 to 24 admit to texting while driving. I think this is a dangerous practice. This is way outside the purview of using a cell phone while driving. This is someone that doesn't have their hands on the steering wheel driving with their knee. It's a dangerous, dangerous situation, and I'd move for its adoption and be happy to answer any questions.
President Jefferson has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Saline, for a purpose, do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, point of order. This bill has to do with instant management on state highways and towing. Although I look forward to the debate with the senator from Jefferson, I do not believe that this is an appropriate time or appropriate bill.
Point of order has been raised. Point of order will be referred to the President pro tem. Senator from Jefferson.
Speak on the point of order. It is in the same section, and also when somebody causes an accident while they're texting and leave their car on the side of the road and leave it for longer than 10 hours, it would be towed. So I would hope that you would rule against the point of order.
Further discussion on the point of order? Seeing none, the Senate will stand at ease pending a ruling on the point of order. Senate will come to order. Senator from Buchanan.
The matter of the bill is fairly clear and
well taken. The order is well taken. Secretary, please send the amendment back. Further discussion on the bill. Seeing none, Senator from Saline, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 88, as amended by the Senate Committee substitute, be declared perfected and ordered printed.
Senator, we're going to do your adoption motion first on the Senate Committee substitute.
Okay, I renew my motion on the adoption
Senator
substitute.
From Saline has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 88. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee substitute. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I now make the motion that the Senate Bill 88 is amended by the Senate Committee substitute be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from Senator from Saline. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 88 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senate Bill 126. Senator from the second is not in the chamber. Sergeant Arms, please retrieve center from the second. Senate Bill 126, center from the second.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 126 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the center from the second. Those with the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Center from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 126 be ordered perfected and printed. Mr. President, this is the life insurance travel destination bill that we had passed out of this body last year. It just did not make it through the entire session last year due to time. Just to remind the body what this is currently some life insurance companies are discriminating against policyholders or policy applicants solely based on their past or their future lawful travel experiences. In some instances, life insurance companies are basically restricting or denying coverage simply because someone has traveled to in the past or may be traveling in the future to a destination that may be listed on a State Department travel advisory warning list or some other type of list that is out there or a place that maybe would be deemed politically unstable. We have found that people are being denied this coverage, and there is no actuarial data that there is actually a greater risk than if they were to travel to some of the more crime-ridden cities in the United States. And it's kind of become more of just a subjective way to deny travel. Sometimes some of the places put on this list are not due to harm. It's just more due to political pressure, like maybe that country might be getting into nuclear nuclear proliferation or like North Korea. But there really is no data that shows that if someone goes to that country, there is a likelihood of death. It's just sometimes much more political. So what this bill does, Mr. President, is it simply says that a life insurance company cannot deny coverage unless there is actuarial data that they are in a greater risk of loss of life if they were to travel to XYZ places. If they can have sound actuarial principles related to this, they can still go ahead and deny, charge more premiums. But we're just basically saying, you know, if you're a skydiver, you have to fill out these questionnaires, and they look at the actuarial data that says, okay, skydivers are much more likely to die and if you participate this, so they can charge a premium. We're just simply saying use that same actuarial data when applying it to the travel destination list so as we're not discriminating based on travel destination. I would gladly, and this only applies to future policies enacted after August 28, 2009, I would gladly answer any questions, Mr. President. If not, I would renew my motion.
Senator from the second has moved for the perfection and printing of Senate Bill 126. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the second renews his motion that Senate Bill 126 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I can inquire of you. Is that okay? Would you like to know what we're going to do?
I would love to know what we're going to do.
All right, then that'd be good. What we're going to do is we're going to go to introduction of bills, all right? And then we're going to come back after the introduction of bills, and hopefully we've got the one resolution worked out that we just need to stamp the approval on it. And then we're going to go to announcements, and our President Pro Tem will second read bills. So if we can get that done. So right now, I thought this, if you're listening in your offices, this is the last and final call for introduction of bills. All right, if you don't make it down here in the next 5 minutes, I'm not going back to that order of business. Thank you, Mr. President. So if you could take us to introduction of bills.
Senator, thank you very much for letting me know what's coming up on the Senate floor the rest of the day. Introduction of bills, Senator from Cape.
I have a bill.
Senator, please Thank send you. The bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 573, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to an income tax exemption for certain retirement benefits.
It appears there will be no explanation on that one. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Please send the bill forward.
No explanation is needed, Mr. President.
Senator, Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 574, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to counties changing classification.
Final call, introduction of bill. Going on. Senator, we will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator from St. Francis.
I'd like to know if we have any messages from the governor or from the House.
We have messages from the governor.
We do have messages from the governor. We do have those printed. Do we have any messages from the House?
Secretary, please print the message from the governor. Messages from the governor. And we have messages from the House.
Read those. Have them read.
Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 744, an act relating to the receipt of federal economic stimulus funds with an emergency clause adopted. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Bill 287, an act relating to classification of certain real property, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumlish, Chief Clerk.
I don't know if we went off the order of business of introduction of bills. I certainly have, but we do have a short introduction of bills now.
We do. Okay. We go back to the order of business of introduction of bills. Hopefully my intern who just turned my bill away will come back. Senator from the fourth.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
You can find him. He just went out the door.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 575, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to personal property lists.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I would like to thank the indulgence of the Majority Leader for allowing me to do this in spite of the short joke that he made, and also like to thank the research staff, Jason Zamkis, for doing this on the fly. Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
No.
Senator from the second.
President, may I inquire of you?
Certainly.
Do you have a bill to file?
I do.
You do have a bill. Ready? Is it ready in your hands? Is it ready to go?
I think I may need to sign it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know, Mr. President, that I'm gelling.
That you're what?
I'm gelling.
You're gelling with Magell.
No, I'm gelling like a felon.
I have a bill. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 576, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to education records and reports.
Introduction of bills. Seeing none. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, do we have another message from the House?
We do.
They're talkative this morning. Would you have that read?
Secretary, please read the message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 86, an act relating to corporate franchise tax, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis?
Yes, I'd like to go to announcements. If you would take us, the President, without objection, the Senate would go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I have an announcement. I'd like to give everybody a heads up that on Wednesday, I will have the 2009 MU football team here, and including many of the seniors, they'll be available. I'm going to introduce them on the floor, but once we're done, they will be able to sign autographs, so if anybody has any memorabilia or anything they would like to bring in, have them sign. Please bring it in, because they will be here on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements, Senator from the 7th.
I would just like to announce that we are having a press conference either following adjournment or 12:30, whichever is later, in the House lounge with regard to that most beneficial tax bill that I introduced this morning. Thank you very much.
Further announcements? Seeing none. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, now, that's not ready. Can we go to second reading? Let's go to second reading for bills, and then we're going to come back to that final resolution, and then we'll be done.
Second reading of bill. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. Specifically, second reading.
Second reading Senate bill.
Senate bill. Senate bill 440.
Senate bill 440, an act relating to temporary domestic relations orders for military families.
Veterans, Senate bill 441.
Senate bill 441, an act relating to public school teachers.
Education, Senate bill 442.
Senate bill 442, an act relating to liquor licenses.
Commerce, Senate bill 443.
Senate bill 443, an act relating to members of a special administrative board.
Education, Senate bill 444.
Senate bill 444, an act relating to the resolution of disputes through the use of mediation.
Senate bill 445.
Senate
General laws. Senate bill 445.
Senate bill 445, an act relating to the use of confinement, restraint, and seclusion and timeout for students receiving special education services.
Education, Senate bill 446.
Senate bill 446, an act relating to state funding for elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate bill 447.
Senate bill 447, an act relating to a sales tax for public safety improvements.
Jobs, Senate bill 448.
Senate Bill 448, an act relating to the procurement of construction by the design build method by school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 449.
Senate Bill 449, an act relating to agreements with the Department of Revenue for collection of certain local tax revenue.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 450.
Senate Bill 450, an act relating to public libraries.
General Laws, Senate Bill 451.
Senate Bill 451, an act relating to the tasting of liquor.
Ag. Senate Bill 452.
Senate Bill 452, an act relating to qualified companies under the Missouri Quality Jobs Act.
Financial, Senate Bill 453.
Senate Bill 453, an act relating to education funding.
Education, Senate Bill 454.
Senate Bill 454, an act relating to unemployment insurance disasters.
Small Business, Senate Bill 455.
Senate Bill 455, an act relating to county classification.
Jobs, Senate Bill 456.
Senate Bill 456, an act relating to counties contracting for wholesale water services.
Jobs, Senate Bill 457.
Senate Bill 457, an act relating to establishing jails outside of a county seat.
Jobs, Senate Bill 458.
Senate Bill 458, an act relating to the employees of the Oversight Division of the Committee on Legislative Research.
General Law, Senate Bill 459.
Senate Bill 459, an act relating to unborn children.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 460.
Senate Bill 460, an act relating to Division of Developmental Disabilities Case Management Services.
Senate Bill 461.
Senate Bill 461, an act relating to unemployment insurance electronic payment cards.
Financial, Senate Bill 462.
Senate Bill 462, an act relating to hazardous substance releases.
Ag, Senate Bill 463.
Senate Bill 463, an act relating to health insurance coverage for eating disorders.
Small Business, Senate Bill 464.
Senate Bill 464, an act relating to insurance producers.
Small Business, Senate Bill 465.
Senate Bill 465, an act relating to unemployment.
Small Business, Senate Bill 466.
Senate Bill 466, an act relating to public financing of elections.
General Law, Senate Bill 467.
Senate Bill 467, an act relating to nursing home liability insurance.
Senate Bill 468.
Senate.
I'm sorry. Health. Senate Bill 468.
Senate Bill 468, an act relating to service of ex parte order of protection.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 469.
Senate Bill 469, an act relating to the rights of tenants in cases of foreclosure.
General Law, Senate Bill 470.
Senate Bill 470, an act relating to income tax rates.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 471.
Senate Bill 471, an act relating to the regulation of highways.
Transportation, Senate Bill 472.
Senate Bill 472, an act relating to the disclosure and distribution of public funds.
Governmental accountability and fiscal oversight, Senate Bill 473.
Senate Bill 473, an act relating to public employee collective bargaining.
General Laws, Senate Bill 474.
Senate Bill 474, an act relating to public utilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 475.
Senate Bill 475, an act relating to the promotion of the efficient use of health care revenues by requiring health carriers to expend a certain percentage of their total annual revenues on health services.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 476.
Senate Bill 476, an act relating to jury duty.
General Law, Senate Bill 477.
Senate Bill 477, an act relating to Transportation Development District.
Transportation.
Inquiring you. Senator from the 15th, will purposely seek recognition.
May I inquire of you?
Certainly.
Were you aware, Mr. President, that at noon, outside of my office, in honor of the Senate research staff that has done such a fantastic job, under the gun, I know I've had a lot of requests, I know a lot of members of this body have, we're having pizza outside my office at noon in honor of them. I was just asking if you were aware of that.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Well, the last time you had pizza outside your office, and you made me aware of it, by the time I got there, there was no pizza.
I apologize. I'm trying to make amends this week.
Did you order more pizza today?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
Make point that I didn't ask him to do anything, but I'm going to eat the pizza. If you could go to the order of business of resolutions and the senator from Buchanan.
Resolutions. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that Senate Resolution number 304 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Buchanan. It's merely the opinion that motion shall prevail. Say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that Senate Resolution number 304 be adopted.
Here to explain. You've heard the motion of the senator from Buchanan. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a substitute. It has been distributed. I'd ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the substitute forward. Seeing no objection to the waiver of the reading, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the substitute. Mr. President, after talking at length with Senator from Buchanan about some of the wording in the original creation of the 2020 committee, we don't have heartburn anymore. There has been a collective Senate relay given to us, and we're just real happy and content. And life is grand, and we would like to have the version that is out, it says 0.09, adopted.
Senator from Clay has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute for Senate Resolution 304. Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate Substitute? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. Speaking on behalf of the Substitute.
Proceed.
Mr. President, again, I think we're absolutely consistent with what we're trying to do with these 2020 committees. The notion is, and if you'll read in the Substitute, it talks about the fact that Missouri is 30th in the nation in terms of our students that go past high school for a post-secondary education degree. We're 10th in the world in the United States and 30th in the nation. In Missouri, we have to figure out how to do that better. We have to have an education system that works seamlessly throughout the entire spectrum of education, starting with pre-K all the way through higher ed. And frankly, we need a more educated citizenry in this country. and we need one in Missouri. We have the states around us that are outperforming us. We can do better. We need to craft a vision for that, and then the folks on this committee will not only craft that vision, but develop a strategic plan on how you get there from 2009 to where we want to be as a state in the year 2020. So that's what the substitute does. That's what the underlying resolution does, and I concur with the Senator from Clay and her changes, and I would urge the adoption of the substitute.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the Senate substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, another important, just to draw to the attention of the body that I'm sure they're all paying with rapt attention, is that one of the things that we also wanted to get away from was the concept that we are educating workers and only educating workers. This substitute makes it clear that the goal of the committee is to have an educated citizenry, which is essential to the maintenance of our representative republic. And with that, I close, Mr. Speaker. President.
Senator from Clay has renewed her motion for the adoption of Senate Substitute for Senate Resolution 304. Committee of the opinion, that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Substitute for Senate Resolution 304. Senator from Buchanan.
President, I close on the resolution.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate Resolution 304 as amended? Seeing none, the senator's renews motion that Senate Resolution 304 as adopted, as amended, be adopted. If many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution 304 as amended. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday. Hold on.
Senator from Buchanan, would you care to refer the gubernatorial appointment that was just received?
Well, I'm thinking about it. If you would refer, inquire the chair, how many of those are there?
Two.
Two? Well, we're moving at breakneck speed with gubernatorial appointments. If you will refer those to the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, and then also, if you could refer Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 22 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics.
They shall be so referred. Senator from St. Francis.
Did you tell them to keep the anchovies off the line? Is that what you're doing? Oh. We've already done announcements twice. If anybody has announcements, show them their hands. If not, Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, March 2nd at 4 p.m.
The Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. March 2nd, 2009.